The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 The Talker. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
How are you?
Oh, you beat me to it.
Once again, at the same time.
Yes, I guess I owe you a soda or something. Huh?
Very good today. How about you?
I'm doing great.
All right. We're with Margot McDonald, president and co-owner of 1031 Corp. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Calling in from Collegeville, PA. Thank you for joining us again this week.
That's in the middle of the state, right?
Kind of? That's in the southwest. Southeast. We are a suburb of Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. See, that shows how much I know about Pennsylvania.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we review many real estate topics. We have an exceptional real estate office with many relentless realtors who've been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners. You never know, especially this time of the year, like getting close to Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Like right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what you're going to see.
Literally.
Right? Merry Christmas.
Just in a few days. Merry Christmas, Pat. I know, and this is a call to action for our listeners. I know you know people that are very interesting, eloquent, and have a lot to say regarding real estate and some topics as it relates to real estate. Please have them reach out to us, or you can reach out to us. We'll make the phone calls. Email us at info@jruddy.com. And remember, catch us on social media. We're just about everywhere. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, or also all the podcast apps that we feature this radio show on are listed. Okay, Margot McDonald, president, one of the owners of 1031 Corp. You're based in Collegeville, Pennsylvania.
Which is not in the middle of the state. It's down by Philadelphia.
But you can do a 1031 exchange, and that's what we've been talking about last week, and that's what we're going to continue to talk about today. You've been doing it 31 years. You can do a 1031 exchange for anyone in this country, in the United States of America, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. And last week you told us about who you are and what you do, and so once again, how long have you been doing 1031 exchanges, and how long has your company been around, please?
Sure. I am approaching the 32-year mark in the 1031 exchange industry. I love the ability to help investors defer gain and use this as a powerful tool. And our company, 1031 Corp., will celebrate our 35th birthday, I guess you want to call it, the first week of January. So coming up really quickly. And all we do is facilitate 1031 exchanges. And as you said, across the country, it doesn't matter where you are. In the few states that have licensing requirements, we far exceed all the requirements of those states and really do work with investors in all 50 states.
And how many do you have employees at your company?
We have 15 members on our exchange team, and then we have another 8 or so who are on the admin side. That's everything from helping to move exchange funds to acquire the replacement property, setting up new bank accounts to hold the exchange funds. Of course, the team that reconciles those accounts daily, and then we have a marketing team and our HR team.
All right, so it's sizable, and I'm sure everybody...
It is.
Yeah, very good. And so you're experienced and knowledgeable in this department. A lot of misunderstanding out there regarding 1031 exchanges, but just a brief recap of what we talked about last week. It's 1031s can be a wealth wealth building tool, and a lot of people use it as such, deferring capital gain taxes, and that creates more purchasing power for the next investment. Compounding and leveraging can grow wealth faster through reinvestment. And you could trade, it's a like-kind exchange. We'll talk about that in a second. We'll recap that definition. And powerful portfolio growth without liquidation. And it can help with estate planning and generational wealth transfer. Okay, so like-kind exchange. Once again, let's talk about that because that's very confusing. We'll also talk about time frames.
Yeah, time frame.
Please.
Well, and thank you again for giving me the opportunity to talk about this, because as we approach the end of the year, it's the time when everyone is thinking about what their investment and real estate goals are for next year. And you brought up like-kind. And like-kind is actually one of the most flexible parts of 1031. And it really comes into play when you're talking about your long-term real estate investment goals. Because like-kind actually refers to the use of the property, not the specific kind of property. So any property held for business use or investment can be exchanged for any other. So if you have vacant land that you may have acquired 15 years ago thinking you were going to build your dream home on that property and never did, that's a great opportunity for you to exchange it for something that is going to generate some cash flow. And because it's part of the federal tax code, you can buy and sell anywhere in the U.S. Any kind of real property, as I said, held for business use or investment, can be exchanged. But that includes things like a conservation easement that you might be paid by the Commonwealth to give up the rights to develop your open land. And you could take that money and buy more land, or you could buy some income-producing property. For a business owner, it's a way for them to relocate or expand into multiple locations. Perhaps they sell and they move to a different location, or they sell and do a lease back and use those exchange funds to go buy a second and maybe a third location so they can expand their operations. Or for that same business owner, maybe he's thinking about retirement and they can sell the real estate attached to the business and use it to buy some income producing property that's going to generate steady cash flow for them during their retirement years. And you can sell more than one property and buy more than one property. So like-kind is what really helps people accomplish those goals, and it's the ability to diversify where the properties are or the type of properties. It could be maybe you have residential properties and you want to exchange them for commercial properties or vice versa. Or it's the ability to consolidate many smaller properties into one larger property, so it's a little bit easier for you to manage. Or maybe exchange that rental property that you have in the northeastern part of Pennsylvania for a rental property in Florida. And you're going to rent it for a couple of years and then convert it to a second home and become snowbirds. So so much flexibility, and it gives you countless opportunities.
So could you clarify how it works and where people get tripped up? And that has to do with the timelines. There's some pitfalls,
sure,
right?
Sure, yes. So the first thing to remember is that you must set up your 1031 exchange before going to closing and transferring title of your old property to the buyer. But from that point in time, the date of closing, you'll have 45 days to identify new properties you're interested in purchasing. And running at the same time, you have 180 days to buy everything you want to buy and wrap up that 1031 exchange. And to maximize your tax deferral, there's a two-part requirement. The first is you have to buy something for equal or greater value, and you must reinvest all of your net equity. So if you sold for $100,000 and you have a loan of $40,000, you're left with $60,000 of equity. That new property should equal at least $100,000 and have $60,000 of equity. And then you can put more cash into it or finance the difference. And of course, you can trade up. I've seen it where people sell a single family rental for $100,000 and buy a $1 million strip center.
Okay. All right. That was going to be one of my questions. It doesn't have to be exactly the same amount. But you can buy.
No.
It can't be less, but it could be more.
Right. And if it is less, you actually just pay tax on the difference. So if you sold that property for $100,000 and you wanted to put $10,000 in your pocket, then you would pay tax on $10,000.
Okay.
But what I would encourage people to think about is, could you wait a little bit longer, complete your 1031 exchange, put all your money in, and then refinance down the road 6 months later or so? And that way you get to take that cash without triggering capital gains on it.
All right. I heard you say something that you said, if I have vacant, say I bought vacant land 10 years ago and I was going to build a house and I paid $100,000, and today it's worth double that, it's worth $200,000. I could use that for, and say I wanted to buy my rental property somewhere else. I could do that.
Yes, that is the power of 1031.
I had no idea. I think like mine, you know, a like exchange. I think, you know, I sell a one story, I got to buy a one story. But this is
eye opening. Misconception.
I just had a revelation. I was like, oh my God,
this is
a great tool.
Right.
Yes.
In so many different ways.
That's why I love my job so much, because I talk to different people all day long and everyone has a different situation and they all benefit the same exact way.
Well, you're very excited when you talk about it. You're very knowledgeable. I mean, the depth of your knowledge is amazing to me, because I've been doing real estate for just as long as you do. You're doing 1031 exchanges. So, I would hope that I'm as well-versed in real estate as you are.
You are very well-versed in real estate, and you sell yourself short. You could be a doctor of real estate.
Okay.
Anybody that comes in, we get all the agents, they come to you, there's a line down the hallway with people with questions for you. You're the real estate doctor.
Okay. Well, you know, and it's, you're right, Margo, we have an interesting life, right? Nothing's ever the same, no file is the same, no seller, no buyer, so it does make our life very exciting.
Interesting.
Interesting and exciting.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Right. Okay.
No 2 days are the same.
Never.
No, you got that right.
Right. And you never know, right? You have something nicely laid out, a list of everything you're going to accomplish for the day, and then
you walk in the door and it explodes. Boom.
All right.
That is my day all the time.
So is there a 45-day identification rule and 180-day closing rule?
There's not, well, they're just the deadlines to wrap up. When it comes to identifying, you have to identify properties you're interested in acquiring. And there are a few different rules. The first is you can identify up to 3 properties regardless of their combined fair market value. Mm. So, for example, if you sell a property, let's say we sold that property for $100,000, and you want to identify 3 properties, those 3 properties could equal $3 trillion if you wanted. And there's nothing that says any of them have to be under agreement of sale, but you have been in this business a really long time, and you know it's still a very competitive marketplace. So the best advice we can give any client is to get the properties they're interested in under contract before the end of the 45 days. Mm. That way they feel pretty confident that they can buy something that was identified. Because unless they buy something that was identified, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to identify four or more, then all 4 or more cannot equal more than twice or 200% the value of the old property. So this is where it kind of stinks, because if you sold a property for just $100,000, then you're capped at $200,000 total if you want to identify 4 or more properties. So that's why the 3 property rule is the one that is most frequently used. If you sold a property for $1 million or $2 million, it's not as hard to meet the 200% rule. But if you've sold a property that's fairly low in value, it does become a little bit more complicated. But anything you actually buy in the first 45 days is automatically identified, and you don't have to formally identify it. But if you're going to identify more, you're going to get counted in your calculations.
Margo, why can't an investor just handle their own funds? Why do they need a qualified intermediary?
the rules require or provide a safe harbor for the use of the qualified intermediary. And what it means is, generally, if you follow the rules, the IRS doesn't attack the transaction. And the safe harbor is one of, or the use of the qualified intermediary is one of the best safe harbors in the regulations. But the qualified intermediary, in order to be qualified, cannot be an agent of the exchanger. In the last 2 years, we cannot have acted as the real estate professional, their attorney, their accountant, financial advisor. We can't be a close relative, an employer, or partner. So we are truly an independent party, someone they have no influence over. And as the qualified intermediary, we do a number of different things. One is we prepare all the necessary exchange documentation. That includes the exchange agreement, a notification to the buyer of the old property and the seller of the new property that the exchanger is doing an exchange, and that we're also going to hold their exchange funds. So we'll create a brand new bank account with their name and their social security number or their EIN number attached to it. So I always talk about that as being the direct deposit for the replacement property. That money is sitting there. It's just waiting for a request for an earnest money deposit and then to transfer the funds to the closing agent handling the purchase. It's an interest-bearing account. We set all of our accounts up. Every exchange has a new account, and it has both all the parties to the transaction are named on that account. It has 100% FDIC insurance available. So if they have an account that's, let's say, $2 million, it's well over the $250,000 of FDIC insurance. But we could use what's called an insured cash sweep that makes sure that every cent has 100% FDIC insurance on it. We can use what's called a qualified escrow account, which is a three-party agreement between 1031 Corp, our bank, and the exchanger. So that prevents 1031 Corp from actually having the ability to move any money. Any money movement is based on written authorization from the exchanger, and the qualified intermediary and the bank actually moves the money. As a qualified intermediary, we keep our clients aware of all the timelines in the 1031 exchange. We're going to send you reminders along the way about that 45-day identification, because our goal is to make it really easy for our clients to meet all the requirements. And we're going to coordinate all the details with your closing agents so they know this isn't just a regular sale. It's part of a 1031 exchange. And of course, we're always available to answer questions before you start the exchange, during, and well after.
All right, let me ask you a question. Say the deal, I sell the property, and I decide I don't want to buy the new property. I don't want to go the 1031 route. Is there any problem for me to get my funds back?
It depends where you are in the process. So the way the rules are written, there's only certain times the funds can be released. One is after the 45 days. If you identify one property and you buy that one property and you still have $5 left in your account, there's nothing else you could do. You did not identify anything else, so we just released those $5.
Okay.
If you identified two properties and you bought one of them and you still have money left in your account and decide, I don't want to buy the other one, and you still have $5. It could be $5. It could be $5 million, depending on the exchange. Then we have to wait until the end of the 180 days. And if you decide on day five that, I finally went and talked to my accountant, I didn't really need to do the 1031 exchange, and you call and say, hey, Margot, I changed my mind. Unfortunately, once you initiate the exchange, I can't release the funds until day 46. You can choose not to identify. So you could lock your funds up for a little bit if you are on the fence. But some people look at that as an insurance policy, trying to figure out if they can identify replacement property that will work for them.
Okay.
And just a little side note, let's say you start your exchange today. Your 45th day will be, 45 days from now, it'll be the middle, or I guess the beginning of February, mid-February. And but because you started it, the exchange in 2025, you have to put it on your 2025 tax return. So if you look around and you can't find any property, and you don't identify, and you can prove that you've looked around and you've tried to find something that was suitable, then you could actually report this sale transaction as an installment sale on your 2025 tax return, and then defer the gain until your 2026 tax return, because the funds wouldn't be released to you until the next tax year.
Okay.
Oh. Wow, we need an expert. I need an expert. Has a little bit of benefits.
Man,
is your head spinning? Mine is.
Thank God we have an expert.
Margo McDonald, president of 1031 Corp. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Someone could call 800-828-1031, or they could visit 1031corp.com.
Thank you. I'd like to say hello to our fine friends at St. Francis of Assisi Kitchen in downtown Scranton, Chef Selena, Chef Mo, Rob Williams, and the volunteers that we worked with, Tom and his wife, and Joe, and all the wonderful people there. Thank you for what you do every day and volunteering down there. It was a great day we spent with you, and I just wanted to say thank you and hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have. This is a beautiful home. We have an amazing 5-bedroom, 4-bath home at 1002 Pheasant Run Road in South Abington Township for $469,000. This great home sits on a 160 by 110 lot. It has gorgeous hardwood floors, a fireplace, central air conditioning, great room sizes, a 3-season room, and it's got a large 2-car garage, but the rear of the house is really where it's amazing. It's got this huge 15 by 30 gazebo. It's like built with 6x6s. It's on a concrete slab with slate tile. It's got ceiling fans. It also has a whole house generator. All of this is in the desirable Abington Heights School District. That's a 5-bedroom, 4-bath home at 1002 Pheasant Run Road in South Abington for $469,000, and that's listed by Nicole Clark of our office.
Don't go anywhere. This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate and 94.3 The Talker. We'll be right back.
Home. It's more than just walls and a roof. It's where laughter echoes, where memories are made, and where life truly happens. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we know that finding the right home isn't just about real estate. It's about finding your place in the world. With trusted agents, unmatched experience, and a commitment to your dreams, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Because at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we're not just selling houses, we're delivering the joy of home. Find your perfect home today. Call 570-344-6724 or go to jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Dream big. Move boldly. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate and 94.3 The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're getting educated.
We're back with Margo McDonald, president of 1031 Corp, calling in from Collegeville, PA. Thank you so much for all this information. This is fantastic, powerful stuff. I want to ask you a couple more questions before the end of the show. Are investors still using 1031s as much in today's market?
Yes, they are using exchanges. We see an increase every year in the number of transactions. I think part of that is because more people are learning about 1031s and realizing this opportunity is available to them. While it's not quite as many exchanges as we did in 2021 when the market was a little crazy, but it is every year growing, and over the last 6 or 7 years, we've had almost 100% increase in the number of transactions.
Wow, all right. That's great.
And is there anything that's happening legislatively, like potential changes or any kind of threats that we have to be aware of in terms of 1031 tax benefits? Okay, good.
No, you know, we are a creature of the of the tax code. And yes, we could be wiped out with a swipe of a pen. But right now, we're actually in a really good position where members on both sides of the aisle realize how important 1031 is in their state or their district. And knock on wood, right now, there are no legislative threats.
All right, so we talked about the many upsides, and this is just an invaluable tool, probably an underused tool for many people.
Absolutely.
But when would a 1031 exchange, when would it not make sense or might not make sense?
Sure. A 1031 exchange may not make sense if somebody doesn't want to own real estate anymore and they simply just want to cash out. We see that occasionally. And another time we see times, actually, when we say, hey, you should really talk to your tax advisor, this may not make sense. And that's when they want to trade down so much that there are no real tax benefits to doing the 1031 exchange. But there are usually the times when we see people not doing a 1031 exchange, or if you cannot find any property, because there's no reason to buy something that doesn't make sense just to not pay the tax. You should buy something because it's a great property, because it's going to have good cash flow for you, and it meets all of your investment objectives.
Okay. You have about a minute left. Anything that you haven't said in the last today's show or last weekend show that you really want to make a point of saying? What is it you wished everybody knew that they don't know, maybe?
I think the 1031 exchanges are much easier than most people think they are. And I encourage anyone who is selling any type of business use or investment property to at least talk to their tax advisor and learn more about what the tax consequences are of the sale so that they are empowered to look at 1031 and make an informed decision about whether or not it makes sense for you.
Very good. And always consult tax and legal professionals before starting, I would say. We say that all the time to our clients. Plan ahead. Don't wait until after your sale to explore the 1031 options. Have a strategy that aligns with long-term investment goals and identify, and this is where Margot McDonald comes in, identify a strong intermediary partner early.
Yes, that's exactly right. And people talk to us sometimes for months or even years before they actually pull the trigger. And we're always happy to answer all of those questions.
Margot McDonald, president and one of the owners of 1031 Corp in Collegeville, PA. You do 1031 exchanges all around the country. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
They can simply call 800-828-1031, or you could look on our website, 1031corp.com, and you could always look at our team members, find me and email me directly if you would like.
Thank you, Margot. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Pat.
Yes, we have a stunning 4-bedroom, 3-bath home on 10 acres of land at 918 Jones Road in Clifford Township for $529,000. This home should really be in a magazine. It's got a large kitchen with granite countertops. It has great views, a fireplace. It's got new Life Pro wood flooring. The master bedroom has a walk-in closet and a jacuzzi in the bath. The home has been freshly painted. It's got a built-in 2-car garage. All of this on 10 acres, only 10 minutes from Elk Mountain. Oh, and it also has a barn. That's a stunning 4-bedroom, 3-bath home at 918 Jones Road in Clifford Township for $529,000. And that's listed by Kim Pazanti of our office.
Right. And our special sponsor, don't forget, if you're looking for that last-minute Christmas gift, there are some people that put it off to the...
They should go to Campus Jewelers?
They should go to Campus Jewelers. They have a lot of nice things for sale. The small boxes are always welcomed around the holidays. They have the best types of gifts in them. Campus Jewelers down in Luzerne. They're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturdays, 10 to 3. And they're located at 476 Bennett Street in Luzerne. Call 570-288-1966 or visit campusjewelers.com. We're out of time. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., and a very Merry Christmas to all our listeners and their families.